This is from BuzzFeed.com. Not a big fan of BuzzFeed, but this story caught my eye. Mattel has apologised after a page of the Quran appeared in Fireman Sam. The company said it would no longer work with the animation studio responsible for the mistake. This is written by Alan White, BuzzFeed's news reporter from the UK. Islamophobia in Fireman Sam? Why are there Quran pages on the floor and flying all over the place? A few minutes into Season 9, Episode 7, entitled Troubled Waters of the children's TV show, a fireman slips on a piece of paper next to a pile of paper that has recently fallen out of a cardboard box. As he falls to the floor, one of the pieces of paper is revealed to be a page of the Quran. The page appears to be verses 13 to 26 of chapter 67 of the Quran, Surah Mulk. The chapter deals with the origin of existence, the hereafter, the day of resurrection, hellfire, and the attributes of God. Social media users who spotted the strange addition were confused, and some were offended. Seriously though, I'm confused. Why are there pages of the Quran in Fireman Sam being dropped on the floor? Sir, it has come to my attention that in Fireman Sam, Season 9, Episode 7, a fireman accidentally steps on the pages of the Quran. How strange. That's crazy. They've clearly thought about putting a page of the Quran in. Why though? It's Fireman Sam, FFS. My little brother was watching Fireman Sam when he noticed this. You tell me what it is. A spokesperson for Mattel said, quote, "It has been brought to our attention that in an episode of Fireman Sam, Series 9, Episode 7, an image of the Quran is briefly depicted. The page was intended to show illegible text, and we deeply regret this error. We sincerely apologise for any distress or offence it may have caused. We will no longer be working with the animation studio responsible for this mistake. In addition, we're taking immediate action to remove this episode from circulation, and we are reviewing our content production procedures to ensure this never happens again. Again, we apologise unreservedly to our viewers." 4 years ago, the creator of the show, Dave Jones, was detained at Gatwick Airport after asking why a veiled Muslim woman was not being checked by airport security. He had apparently joked about wearing his scarf over his face, which he told the BBC was, quote, "an observation and nothing more." However, he was told to apologise to a Muslim security guard who overheard the comment. Told to apologise because a security guard overheard a comment? This is just absolutely beyond the pale. How on earth could anybody seriously say that they're offended by somebody saying, "Oh, well, if it's okay for them, then it's okay for me"? Jokingly. Has nobody got a sense of humour anymore? And being told to apologise just because somebody overheard a comment? That's just ridiculous. If I made somebody apologise every time I heard something that offended me, well, I can tell you, there'd be non-stop apologising going on.